It's Thursday. You know what that means. Welcome back to the podcast, 4.0 in Life, with me, your host, Dina. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast, 4.0 in Life, with me, your host, Dina. It is a bitter one. It is cold, more snow. Feel like we had a little tease of this nice 50 plus degree temperature, and now we're back into, during the day it's like in the 40s, but at night it's like 18-20, and I'm freezing. I'm not here for it. They said early spring. I know that we're still in winter, but I need the warmth. So really excited because there's a lot going on. Last night I had the opportunity to record with a guest that you will hear next week, and I'm so excited for you to hear about this guest. I will be teasing on my Instagram. My Instagram's thequeenbuzz.com. It's thequeenbuzz.com. And I will be teasing that this weekend. This is an individual that I'm super excited because when I started in the social media world back in 2009, I had a lot to offer in a sense that, first and foremost, not that I didn't like writing, but I wanted my platform, I wanted my soapbox, if you will, to be videoing. I wanted it to embody the video aspect. I felt like, sure, people love to read, and I still am 100% for blogging. I will always be a writer. I published a book. I love that. But I felt like more and more people wanted that video aspect. And the interesting thing about this is that when I started, Instagram was solely for posting a Polaroid-esque style picture, and that was it. There were no videoing, there were no stories, no reels, no live, none of that. None of that existed. And what I wanted to do differently with my blog platform, with who I was, I wanted to PR mom and pops. I wanted to promote them. I wanted to buzz about them, if you will, as well as entrepreneurs, creators, everything in the entertainment world, and show you a behind the scenes of who they are or what they're about. I wanted to take you to the events that I was invited to. So if you weren't, you can check it out. Local boutique in town, you're not sure if you want to head over. I went there, I videoed it, and I shared it with you. And that's what my soapbox was. That was my platform. It was all about mom and pops, entrepreneurs, business people, creators, bakers, DJs, you name it. We were buzzing about them because I had other writers at the time. So I also did other things. I was still singing and performing. I'm trying to think all the other things that I did that I honestly just can't think about right now, but I did other things. And a couple of my friends were like, wow, you're like a Jill of all trades. And I'm like, I love that. And I put it, I think, in like my profile on Twitter or something like that. I know it's not called Twitter anymore. I know it's X, but I will always call it Twitter because that's how I feel. So someone once said then, someone who obviously I didn't get along with, that if I am so-called a Jill of all trades, basically, I'm not good at anything because you can't be great at all these things. And I was just like, what? Like, who says that? Why can't someone possess more than one task, more than one goal, more than one dream? So you mean to tell me that if I'm a teacher, that's all I'm good at? I can't be good at anything else. And I'm sitting here like, well, hold up, because most of us teachers, we have side hustles beyond side hustles because we would have to pay the bills, right? But honestly, so you mean to tell me if you're a mom, you can't be good at fitness, you can't be good at baking, you can't be good at cooking? That's insane. And I always defended that about myself, and I will defend that about anybody else. The guest that I'm going to have on for next week embodies that to a T. Does so many powerful things that I totally vibe with and love, and makes it like stardom, like honest to God, top tier level. All of the things that this individual does, creates, makes, A++, five stars all the way. And I thought about my soapbox and my beliefs that I can be a Jill of all trades. You can be a Jill or Jack of all trades. You can do whatever you want to do. And I always believed it's because you get one life, right? Not to be like standing up here on a religious platform, because that's not what I'm pushing out to you. But what I believe is that in this one life that you're given, why not try as many things as you can? Even if they fail, you're still going to learn something from that. So essentially, I don't really call it a fail. I call it a learning curve, if you will. But seriously, think about it. If you honestly just go to your job every day and that's the job you went to school for and you're still paying off school loans, right? Because God, you know, like who's not? And you're like telling yourself, you know what? I'm just going to be a computer analyst for the rest of my life. Nothing wrong with that. And that's it. But then secretly, you're like this great baker and you make these like astronomical cakes that are just like, what? You mean to tell me that you can't be a baker and a computer analyst? You can't be both? That's bananas. That's garbage. That's trash. I don't believe that. So for the person who told me that I can't be great at other things if I'm a Jill of all trades and I can't focus on one thing, look at me now. Look at me now. Yes, that's me on my soapbox. That's me having a cocky moment. But seriously, if I don't cheer for myself, who else is cheering for me? Sure, other friends are cheering for me. Yes, I love my friend Christina, who literally listens to my podcast episodes and like shares in her stories. That's how I love, appreciate. That's how small mom and pops get shared. She is showcasing exactly what you want to do. But if I'm not my own best cheerleader, if I'm not my own person who's going to root and chew and do all the good stuff, then who else is going to do it? If I don't promote myself, if I don't brag and buzz and say, this is what I do, who's going to know? In 2016, I think I shared, I don't know what I shared. I shared a story from way back when I was making cookies. And I started making cookies in 2007 or 8. And I just made cupcakes and cookies for like family and friends. Nothing serious, nothing big. It was just like for family and friends. And then I thought about, I think it was 2 years ago, doing it again, smaller level. A friend asked me, could I make cookies for their father's 89th birthday? And I said, sure. And then I got a wedding order and then a bridal shower and then communions and baptisms. And it just started rolling off and all these great things started happening. And I was like, okay, I remember this. I'm great at this. Why not? Right? If I love doing it, if I thoroughly enjoy doing it, why wouldn't I do it? I feel like when people say, get off your soapbox, obviously, you know, that means if you're up there preaching and no one's really listening or not engaged. But I feel like there needs to be a positive soapbox. I feel like there needs to be a soapbox for you to let the world know who you are and what you're about within reason, right? We're not going to stand on our soapbox and scream and yell that we're the best person in the world, everyone else is horrible, blee, 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 blah. We're not going to do that. But to go with this whole push it out into the universe, make your goals, your dreams come true, you have to let people know what you're about and who you are. If you're curled up in a ball in the corner and you're like, well, people should know that I make great cookies, no one's going to know. If I'm making these episodes and I don't push it out into the universe, no one's going to know. This social media world that we live in so much today is driven by we need to know. It's scary sometimes. Most people are scared to start a podcast. I say, why not? What's the worst that happens? 3 people listen to you? What's the best thing that happens? You find an entire community that loves what you're talking about, what you're passionate about, what you're doing. And the next thing you know, you've got followers, you got iHeartRadio wanting to give you a job. iHeartRadio, if you're listening, let's do this. But you have this whole entire community that's cheering you on and you're like, wow, I didn't think this was possible. Well, you have to let them know. You have to tell the world. In this world today, you can no longer be afraid to let the world know who you are, what you're about. Because if you do, then you're never going to get what you want. There are 50,000 people standing behind you waiting for you to fail so they can take your spot. Think about your job. Think about all these people that are online remote working and they're getting fired left and right. How scary is that, right? The world moved to remote in 2020. And people were like, okay, we can do this. Companies saving money. We don't have to have big building businesses. We don't have to, you know, have this overhead. Now we can have people work from home. And then they started to notice that they don't need the large amount of support and people are losing their jobs. Someone else is going to get hired for another spot. It's literally a rotating, Rolodex. If you don't know what a Rolodex is, you're too young. Go Google it. It's just like a cassette tape player, a DVD player, a record player, you know, all those great things that we had when we were kids. Yep, we also drank from the hose. That's a thing. Water was not the water it was back then. We drank from the hose. We made mud pies. I roller skated or biked to where I had to go. That's what we did. So go look up what a Rolodex is. But seriously, if you don't project who you are, if you don't project what you want, it's the same thing when you're trying to find a group of friends or you're meeting people for the first time. If you go up and you're like, hey, hi, oh, not loving that outfit on you, the first thing that you're projecting is negativity, right? Whoops, not, that word not. I feel like that, ooh, that negates negativity. If you go up to the group and you're like, hey, hi, nice to meet you. My name is Dina. Tell me about yourself. That's also great. When you allow others to speak before you, it's kind of giving that like equality. Like, let's talk as a group. Don't always hear about me. Sure, you want your soapbox. Sure, you want to tell them of all the great things you do, but you share the space. You share the room. That's what I mean about your positive soapbox. Don't just stand in the soapbox and say, me, 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 unless you're warming up for an opera. That would be good. I don't think I could do opera singing. I tried it once. Wasn't too bad, but was not great at all. Get on your soapbox. Present yourself who you are. Let the world know your greatness. There's nothing wrong about that. I hate when people say, oh, you're so cocky. Why? Because I'm saying what I'm good at? That's not being cocky. That's being positive. That's bringing self-awareness. That's bringing, when you go onto TikTok and you put that bold glamour filter on and you're like, wow. Wow, I look great. And it doesn't smudge when you wipe it off. That's what that's giving. That's empowerment right there. Oof, that's a great filter. Now, if I could just cut it off and plaster on my face, we'd be good all day, every day. That's also called permanent makeup. People do that, you know? You don't actually have to do your makeup all the time. My friend Donna does it. So if anyone needs some details, she does stuff like that, tattooing and all that stuff. Let me know. I'll hook you up. See how we promote businesses here? But it's truly something I've been thinking about more and more. I used to shy away when people would when people would talk about different things they're good at. And I was always like, I don't want to share that. Or when I was singing, I don't know. I don't want to tell people I sing. I don't want to be judged. You know what? Everyone's judging you all the time. You're getting judged from the minute you walk into a room, whether it's positive or negative. You post something on social media, you're getting judged. You get a like. Whether it's a like, I'm just going to like you because I want you to think I like you. Or it's, oh my God, I love this. You're getting judged. But you have to be the best judgment for yourself. You have to create that. You have to create that soapbox. When you stand on it, the light shines from underneath. You are glowing. You are growing. You are going. Love that. G cubed. Sorry, math people. I made a mistake. Okay. You are glowing. You are growing. You are going. You are glowing in the aspect that no matter what, no one's going to bring you down because you know exactly how wonderful you are. You know that the talents you possess are going to put you in a perspective or a position one day where you're just going to keep on going. You are growing because no matter what, you're speaking the truth. You know your ups, you know your downs, you know your positives, you know your negatives. You are going to continue to grow no matter what. So you continue doing what you love and you're going. You are going places. You are no longer sitting back waiting for something to fall into your lap because that's not going to happen. Not in this world, not today. It is too fast paced. And like I said, you want to tap out, someone's ready to tap back in. You have to be the one that is going to go, go, go for what you want. I told you in a previous episode, this is a full-time job with a no paying at all in the beginning. You might think that it's part-time, but you got to put full-time hours into it. Because if you want to be relevant, you want to have engagement, you want to be a part of it, you're going to have to put in years before you actually are a part of it. And I know that sounds crazy. There are some people that just find the right community and then boom, overnight. It happens. It does happen and it can happen, but they have to stick to what they do because that's the hard part. The minute that you're growing, glowing, and going, you can't stop. People have expectations. People have expectations. I want you to think about some of the greatest shows you saw, whether it was a movie or a show, and you got to that second movie or that second season and it slowed down. You didn't watch it anymore. You didn't want to see what happened next. You have to be that great next one that just keeps bringing it. And the best way to do this is get your soapbox, grab it, and be you. Be real. You will have a community that loves you. You will have a community that wants to hear everything you have to share. But you have to be who you are in real life. You can't be this fake person and try to play dual roles. It's going to get hard. People will figure it out. People will dig. So ask yourself, whatever you're doing, whether it's your job, your podcast, you're a blogger, influencer, actress, singer, are you glowing, growing, and going? And if you are, kudos to you. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap this one up a little shorter than usual because, truth be told, I want to enjoy my babies and snuggle them to bits. I want to thank everyone for always tuning in. You heard me last week sharing all the beautiful people around the world who are tuning in and listening always. Make sure you hit me up on the Instagram. It's thequeenbuzz.com, thequeenbuzz.com. If you're not subscribed yet, hello, welcome to the podcast. But please do subscribe, like, follow, share to all your friends. And yeah, let's talk more next Thursday. Bye, friends. Wonder when you'll meet the right one? Guess what Cupid just delivered? Your perfect match. Earth Chimp Vegan Protein. From the first sip, it's a love story written in flavors, sprinkled with clean ingredients, 1 billion probiotics, and love for you and the environment. Chocolate, vanilla, and plain and unsweetened, all for a delicious taste. Head on over to earthchimp.com and use code thequeenbuzz.com. That's thequeenbuzz.com in all capital letters. I promise it's love at first taste. Hello, gorgeous. In today's world, immune support is the new self-care. We've got you covered with precisely blended herbs that support your immune system and taste like a party in your mouth. When cold and flu season is breathing down your neck, it's time to steep a cup of organic elderberry immune tea. To your immune system, it's a declaration of love. It's a friendship bracelet, a bouquet of flowers. Keep it in your cabinet, right next to the humidifier, an extra box of tissues. She won't fold your laundry, but she'll swoop in just like your mama does when you need help and comfort. You might think that this little lady was already the most popular gal, aka royalty, one might say, but she could use a little extra love. What we want to know is, how do you elderberry? Head on over to earthmamaorganics.com and get yours now.